This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's all theater, man. My name's not even Alex Jones. I work for Israel. I never broke people's neck with my bare hands, salt off. We never got Trump elected. It's all lies. I never talked to Robert Plant when he said this is a Christian song and that he hates people that say it's about Satan. Though I did talk to him in Austin, Texas on Mary Street. He told me that more than 10 years ago. That's how crazy the real universe is. Truth is so much stranger than fiction. Your phone calls are coming up in a moment. But first, Stairway to Heaven. Shadows taller than our souls. It was a lady we all know. She shines white light and once it shows. Right here. Right, maybe that is. You don't want your shadow to be taller than your soul when you get judged. Bill Johnson, we got to go to the calls. We got Gerald Celente coming up. We're loaded for bear here. But I don't know how anybody could think of a more epic time to be alive right now. How would you describe this time in history right now?
It's epic. It's biblical. We're seeing things unfold, what's written in the Bible, and a lot of people want to ignore it. I think we're on the verge. I mean, you know what? I like looking at it like this. The earth is like the Death Star, and you have the evil one trying to control it and trying to control all of us, and you have the rebellion fighting against all of it, and we just happen to have a decent president in the office right now, and they can't stand it. They want to do a coup against this man. They want to bring prostitutes against this man. They want to call this man.
That's right. Instead of blowing the Death Star up, we ran a coup and like took over the leadership of it.
Yeah. That's what. But you know what? They want to take it and become completely evil. They want to have children observing grown men shaking their tutu in front of them.
Have you seen the new thing? Where the new drag queen story time, they tell six-year-olds how to get blowjobs?
I did not see that. See, that just infuriates me. I mean, it's sickening. I mean, then you have the left going like, oh, this is wonderful. You're so brave. You're just being loving and loving. It's all love. What kind of mindset? The times we're, you know, it represents the times that we're living in. I truly believe, and I'm not talking about the day or the hour, I truly believe that we are living in the end times. We're seeing the events take place like a mother with birth pains. We're seeing it. We're experiencing it. We're living it. It is an amazing time to be alive to see this. No one expected this to happen. I mean, at least I didn't. When I was younger, when I was growing up in grade school, they wouldn't tell me if you feel like something else, you can be that. I was always told by black teachers, white teachers, be happy of who you are. But now there's this whole thing to change and indoctrinate the young generation to be something that they're not. And you know what? How we always say it's going to get worse, it's going to get worse. It is going to get worse because the indoctrination that they're doing on our children today, they're the ones who are going to grow up and they're going to be militant, they're going to be violent, and they're going to be calling us hateful and bigoted because they're going to say it's always been this way.
You said something really heavy right there. Repeat what you said about a minute ago.
About the children indoctrinate us when they're the generation today.
Now, you said something before that. I was going to interrupt. I always interrupt because I forget the thing I was going to say. You said something really...
I don't know. I was going with the flow. I was going with the flow because, I mean, we're living in the biblical times. We're living it. We're seeing it. It's happening right before our eyes. And if we don't recognize it, and you know what? President Trump was put in place because of our prayers, and God answered our prayers.
That's right. We summoned Trump.
Yes. God answered our prayers to put President Trump in place. He's not a perfect man.
By the way, I've talked to Trump and others. Trump will say, he's like, I'm different. Something took me over. And he's not just saying it. He stood in the office. He's a real Christian now. Before, he didn't hate God, but Trump's been taken over.
I believe it. And with the prayers of people and preachers laying hands on them.
Well, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And preachers are laying hands on them, and they're praying for them in the name of Jesus, and they can't stand it. When they say in the name of Jesus, they, you know what? It's like they say in the name of Jesus, they hate that. And then when they say Alex Jones, they hate that. It's amazing how they hate people who bring in truth. We're flawed people. But you know what I'm saying? But you say Donald Trump, they hate it too.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light, the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Salente's taking over with us and your phone calls. We're going to your calls right now, though. But, Will, I don't want to create some messianic thing, but what's happening with Trump, with every listener, every viewer that loves God, loves justice, is messianic. It's saying no to the devilish world government, pedophile, demonic, radical Islam system. And you were using an analogy of Dune, which is a adaptation of the book. The book's even more powerful, very esoteric, very deep by Frank Herbert. But obviously, David Lynch is a great director. Been on the show before. Big listener. I'm not tooting my horn. It's just true. David Lynch, you know, kind of remade it, but they added where the word, they have the sound canon. When they say certain words, it's more powerful.
Yeah.
We're saying we should do a meme of that.
Yes. We're saying Alex Jones. And then it's going, Alex Jones.
I mean, because you were saying they built that,
but yes,
they made it messianic, saying you can't say the name.
Yes,
you can't, I mean, that's
but that's exactly what that's exactly what they did to you.
So what do you think they're thinking, though? I think they think they're so powerful with AI that that's not going
to
matter.
Well, they think that because they can tell the American people not to say certain things. It's almost like telling people not to eat out of the cookie jar. Don't eat out of the cookie jar. Don't eat that last cookie. And guess what? We're going to eat the last cookie. Don't say Alex Jones. Guess what? More people are saying Alex Jones. More people recognize it. I went up here to Portland, and there was so many people. Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones.
Well, but enough about it. But why do you think they misstepped like this? But with Zuckerberg 3 months ago saying you will not say his name unless it's negative, and you will not say InfoWars unless it's disparaging. I mean, that is cult level.
They believe that the American people
are so... And they blur out pictures of me now.
They believe that the American people are so dumbed down that they're just going to follow suit. That's what it comes down to. The American people don't understand. That's what they believe. We can control the American people by putting out the memes that we want. We can control the American people by putting out the news reports that we want.
But some people say that's a setup. There wasn't a setup. Evil almost paves the way for good, is how it works. It doesn't even know when it's doing this stuff.
Yeah, well, by them trying to demonize you, it's only going to spark more interest for the American people to find out, okay, what is it that they're saying? The American people aren't dumb. They believe that the American people are dumb, but they're not. But see, their goal is to keep lying and put out these lies. For example, right now, the biggest thing is trying to paint President Trump as a white supremacist, or he's a white supremacist sympathizer, when everyone knows it's not true. But they keep repeating it.
Well, so the saying is, if you support him, we're going to say that. We'll get to the economy coming up, but let's go to calls right now. You're on fire, Will Johnson. That's why you're doing your own show soon. We got On Fire, In Fuego, Gerald Salente, Trent Forecaster coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller here. A lot of these calls are talking about me. Fear of spreading links, censorship information, firewall. Chris, in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. How you doing, Will?
Good. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. You know, that's one thing that I wanted to do is talk about the fear of censorship. But can I do a plug really quick about your brain force?
Sure.
It's not just for adults. I'll tell you, my daughter, she's going into junior high school this year. I started her on it last year, and her grades have went up, and she feels better when she has her brain force. Every day she's like, "Oh, Dad, I forgot my brain force." So I just want to let people know that it's not just for adults. It's good for kids, too.
Well, we looked at the most powerful formulas 5 years ago, and they were marked up 7 times. We just marked it up 150%. So it is not a clone. It's even better than at the time, the best-selling supplement in the country. So I don't reinvent wheels. I just go out and whatever's the best, I clone it, make it better, cut the price. So thank you, sir.
Thank you. And so getting to my point about the fear of censorship, and, you know, I'll tell you, I have a few of your shirts, and I get a lot more response when I'm out there one-to-one talking to somebody, just wearing a Tyranny Response shirt or a Tank Man shirt, or, you know, I get a more response when I'm out there talking to people. People are afraid to post things online. They're afraid to even share the link because of how far and how big of a reach that they're seeing with the Google censorship and the Apple the entire censorship, Facebook, Zuckerberg, the entire nine yards. I mean, I literally have had people say, "Hey, I just got to be up here in the woods, and if something happens, something happens." And I'm like, "That's the wrong approach."
Oh yeah, they want to get you paralyzed instead of worrying about being censored. Create your own site, promote that. But getting back to InfoWars as a logo or a signet or a symbol, a standard. Make your own InfoWars, whatever. Experience how 9 times out of 10 it's going to be positive instead of negative, and know that exercising in the third dimension is like we sell high-quality digital TV antennas. Because I said, I want to order a bunch of these. Because a year ago, I'm sitting there, our cable's out, I plug one in, I'm getting hundreds of channels in Austin, dozens of small towns, and it's all these old cool shows, but TV wasn't watching me. I was watching TV. And so I think it's the same way of like going out in public wearing a TV, a website. That is outside of Google's control. That's an amazing point, Chris. So what are you getting at, saying more people should do this?
People should do that. Yep. It's the only way. I mean, at this point, we're at that point where we need human interaction again. We need to, you know, get off the think that, you know, there's a lot of power with the Internet, but we need to get out there and start talking to people.
Well, brother, I'm not just saying this. I never told the story today, and I meant to tell it. We got Gerald Solente coming up, so I can't tell it. It was too incredible. 5 a.m., I'm in bed. I turn my evil cell phone off. There's really a door into my house at night when I go to sleep. So at 5 a.m., there's light on the ceiling, and over on the dresser, the phone's on. And I go, wait, I turned that off. So I was, as sober as a jaybird when I turned that thing off. I get up. I go over, someone's typing, they're in my contacts, they're calling people, they've been on my phone for like an hour. It was hacked today. I had it happen one other time. It happened to Derek McBrain too once. Yeah. And I couldn't turn it off. It would say wrong password. So I had a Faraday bag, I went through it, and that stopped it, but I'd get it back out, could turn it off, and they got jumped right back in. So this is a two-way door, like a Palantine Lord of the Rings you bring in your house. But I got on my knees at about 6 a.m. after this happened. I said, "God, what's the most important thing?" And it was very clear. It was like, expose the Chinese communist social score, expose the mark of the beast, the digital system, the dehumanization, and get off the phones. Put them away. And I didn't have the phone today because they were going to fix it, and I was constantly for my phone to send messages to communicate. I could have done it any other way, on a landline or in person. But we're all losing our souls to these things. And it's this two-way dimensional gate where whoever was on it, because let me tell you, they were in my contacts, they were calling China, because there's a lot of reasons for that, because if they can make your phone call something illegal, then they can start an investigation. Who knows, they were trying to plant Lord knows what, Will Johnson.
No, you know what, they have the app on there telling you how much FaceTime you have on this device now. So they tell you, they're recording all of that. So all of that information, all that data, because data is like the most expensive.
Money.
It is the most what, consumed thing that they're consuming.
We're
right
under
now.
Slavery, they say.
Yeah, exactly. Because people feel naked without it. You can't communicate with the world, and it's a form of control. And then when they take you off these socialist media platforms, then you feel like you're disconnected from the world. And sometimes that's a great thing. When I go camping, I take all of the cell phones and I put them in a box.
I was about to say, so they threatened all us. We'll take this away, but it was really a threat to everybody else.
No, exactly. Because they've gotten it to a point to where we're all almost like we're dependent on these things.
And again, it's just dopamine. We're constantly clicking on it. We get used to it. You spend more time on the phone than you do with your children. Chris, great points. God bless you. And I spent another segment with that caller, and we got more calls. But hey, Trails Lunt Day is coming up. Everybody that's been holding, it's a free T-shirt. If you choose to hang up, let us know. You're free T-shirt. But I will try to get to everybody. In this hour, I'm trying to be good about this, and I appreciate you. Will Johnson's here. We have Gerald Celente, who is about to be joining us. And I've got some questions for him about damned if you do, damned if you don't in this economy. What is Trump supposed to do when the whole world's devaluing its currencies? I get it's a bad road, but the other road is we lose the dollar's dominance. Everything falls apart as well. We'll talk about that with Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. And he loves taking your calls. We'll take some phone calls as well. But we've got to be quick with the callers because we'll never get to Dan and Carlos and Ronnie and Colin and Jefferson and Chase the Patriot and Jeff and Brian and Michael if we do that. Please don't forget the websites are NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back on the other side. Please tell folks about the live broadcast. It's the only way we break through the electronic Berlin Wall. You aren't just central. You're critical. Please help us win the war against the globalists. Spread the word now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Things are happening, and yeah, we're sitting on top of a ton of dynamite. It's dangerous as hell, but at least we're awake trying to figure out what's going on instead of the general public that's sitting there in la la land. Will Johnson rides shotgun. Gerald Celente hosts at least once a week and has his own show as well, trendsresearch.com. Be sure and check it out. Gerald, you've got a lot to cover about what's happening in the world, and I want to go to some phone calls, see what you're happy to do. But look, What else can Trump do? He's standing up to China on one-sided deals. He's trying to get industry back. He's being blocked. The private Federal Reserve's openly trying to change policies they gave Obama. They're taking away from Trump. I get they're inflationary. I get they're bubbleistic. But we're damned if we do. We're damned if we don't. And, you know, you yourself have said that, you know, you like how Trump stood up against China. What is the third way? I mean, what could Trump do in this economic trade war and in this devaluation war when everybody else is devaluing, like China, that would be another way out of this?
Well, on the devaluation, you know, I don't agree with that they're doing it purposely. It's, you know, this is the way, by the way, I forecast trends, is current events form future trends.
Now, our listeners know you've been a leading expert for 30 years, highly respected.
This is the front page of today's Wall Street Journal. And the story is dollar strength.
By the way, let me just stop you, Gerald. I'm not being mean here. You don't have to tell people you're a big shot.
No, I want to.
No, I really respect you. You're one.
I know, Alex.
I'm just saying. We know you've made 95% accurate predictions.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that. I'm showing why the dollar isn't being the yuan isn't being purposely lowered. So today there's a front page story in the Wall Street Journal. Dollar strength pressures markets broadly. So what I do is I go through the whole story and read it and underline the salient points. And those are some of the things I want to talk about. Why I'm saying I don't believe they're purposely devaluing.
Okay, tell us.
And here's why. Number one, China's $40 trillion in debt. There are hundreds of major Chinese companies holding hundreds of billions of dollars, if not trillions, worth of U.S. debt. They borrowed through the U.S. They have to pay this back. If they got to pay it back, as their yuan goes down, they got to pay more. They don't want to do that. China is the world's largest importer of oil. Oil is dollar-based. Further down their renminbi goes, the more money they have to pay. China, 80% of their GDP, compared to two-thirds of ours, is based on consumer purchases. They import a lot of product. The more they import at when their yuan is down, the worse shape they're in. Now let's throw something else on top of it. Again, I always make this clear to everyone. I'm not a futurist. Nobody can predict the future. There are too many black swans.
But history does repeat.
Yeah, but you know, things happen. So let's go look what's going on right now in Hong Kong. Out of nowhere, boom, this thing happens. Do you know what this is doing to the Chinese economy in the sense that Hong Kong is the Western's central bank headquarters, and China deals with that. They don't want this thing to go down. They need it up. Hong Kong goes down. This really hurts them. China, when you go, here's the other major reason why China doesn't want its currency to go down. Go back to when it was going down in 2015 and 2016. Capital outflows. Money leaving China like crazy.
I understand that the U.S. is kicking the living hell out of China. But for 40 years, they've had a one-sided deal.
They don't want to purposely devalue their currency. They cannot take currency outflows. 2015, 2016. That's when Bitcoin, by the way, started to take off. You know why? Because it was legal then to have crypto exchanges in China. They banned them because people were getting out of the...
I know you're giving us all the backstory, and I respect you, and your perspective, I think, is dead on from your perspective. But China's had a one-sided deal. They're funding the leftists in Hollywood. Trump has gone to war with them, and I think you're being honest.
I agree with that. I agree with that part of it. I'm just saying I don't believe they're purposely lowering the value of their currency. On the other end, it's a total ripoff. What's going on with the United States and China, and you could blame the Americans, beginning with all of the Republicans and Democrats.
Well, that's what Trump said. He said, we're the ones that did bad deals.
We are the ones. And our manufacturers, to use slave labor, they went over there, gave them all our technology that we, the people, paid for, so that they could make their stuff over there cheaply, bring it back, and mark up the prices. Same thing in Europe. And here's the deal. You want to do business with us over here in China? Yeah, come on over. But you only can own 49% of the company. Yeah. So it's the Americans.
Let me ask you this, then. How do we do this to be fair with China, fair to ourselves? We don't want to make them
involved. It's very simple. Go back to the rules and regulations that existed before they allowed China to come into the World Trade Organization, before NAFTA, and make America a self-sustaining economy.
And when was that? That was 1999. When did Clinton let them in?
He let them in, you're right. And then it officially came in on 2 weeks after 9/11 in 2001, right, when no one was watching. So you go back to that. Oh, and here's the hypocrisy. Look how we were hurt to hate those commies. You remember the Vietnam War? Remember they had us hiding under the desk, those Russian commies? Hey, but it's okay to do business with the biggest commie country in the world as long as we make some dough. That's the hypocrisy. I believe we shouldn't be spending a dime in
Gerald,
China.
I know you know all this upside down and the other. You're one of the smartest guys I know. How do you expect it to end? Briefly, just...
The way it's going to end, if we don't have a real trade deal that brings manufacturing and jobs back to the United States, this country is going to go down really hard. And the whole world, by the way.
So Trump's right. We've got to not have this lopsided deal.
We can't. It's ridiculous. Who would do business like this? Name me one person that would do business. Hey, Alex, you and I will do business. I'll make all the money and screw you. That's all it is.
That's exactly
it's stupid. It's moronic. It's Democratic.
Because at the end of the day, you won't even have me as a customer anymore if I go bankrupt.
Exactly. No, this is stupid. It's moronic. It's Republican and Democrat.
All right, stay there. So then the Democrats are trying to block this, saying Trump's wrong. But Gerald Celente is a political atheist. He says Trump's doing the right thing. But how could he do it better? We'll take phone calls straight ahead. Gerald Celente is always loaded for bear. We've got the War Room coming up today. Stay with us.
I love watching Dave and I in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Whatever, he's a big jazz guy. And we got Will Johnson, who's going to be hosting the War Room today. while Owen Schroyer is on a well-deserved vacation with his family for a few days up in Missouri. All right, let's be good here. Let's just get to these calls. And a lot of these calls are how great I am. I'm not trying to do this on purpose, but it's good to be celebrated while they're trying to put me in prison. Chase the Patriot says human-animal hybrid. Alex was right 20 years ago. I want to get Gerald Salenti's take on gene-edited babies, human-animal hybrids, which is all in the medical literature. I know Gerald wrote about it 30 years ago. They act like I'm some prophet, you know, saying the CIA's running child kidnapping rings. Hell, that was on History Channel 20 years ago. That's like, I mean, I don't want to take the mystique away, but, man, Chase the Patriot, you're on air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Yeah, there's so much to get into in this topic. You know, first of all, just the topic itself is another example of tomorrow's news today. Again, something you guys were talking about for many years. It's on every publication. You cannot look at a website. You cannot look at any kind of newspaper. It's everywhere now. They think it's normal. But when you dig into the details of the CRISPR technology and you start finding out it's connected to the fetal tissue from aborted babies, that's where this should be taking a lot of red flags.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no human-animal hybrids. There's no, you know, five-person humanoids. These aren't humans. These are corporations designing humans, and then we're not supposed. And I was reading this like an MIT stuff 25 years ago. I say 20 years ago. It's 25 years ago. About how they had embryonic clones that were going to produce monkeys and cows that make human organs. That's in the news today, which means they're rolling it out. They're rolling it out.
That's exactly right. And, Alex, I just got to take the initiative here. You know, you've been saying many times about the All-Star Call-In Show, and I can't tell you enough. I already have that show. I do it every night for you on YouTube, Chase the Patriot. Pastor Sam just called in and gave us a live update yesterday from the streets of Portland. We have a lot of info warriors on.
Beautiful. We'll get your name and number. We'll get your name and number. Let's go to Will Johnson briefly and then Gerald Salenti. If we allow corporations to mass produce iPhones to spy on us, that's one thing. If we let them produce humanoids that they admit, oh, they're from five adult males and three adult women, and it's not really a human, but it looks like one. And, by the way, we put some programming in there because they can do that. I mean, this is beyond Pandora's box. This isn't Hollywood. We're all conditioned. Oh, that's like Blade Runner. No, that's not Blade Runner. It's called 666.
Mm-hmm. The Beast. Yeah, I truly believe they're trying to create this beast, and this beast's going to come onto the scene, and it's going to try to take over everything. And, you know,
and they're going to say with transhumanism, like just like a man chopping his testicles off, oh, you're being mean. It's like, oh, that's a new creep. They're already saying, don't be racist to robots. I predicted that 10 years ago. Yeah. Now it's like, oh, let the robot run. Oh, don't be racist to the robot. It means all this stuff corporations make, we got to bow down to it.
But, you know, the most scary thing about it is that they're trying to normalize it. They're trying to say it's normal. This is the way things are, and this is the way things should be. And they're absolutely convincing people that this is it. This is normal. This is good. We're supposed to be doing it.
And everything they're building is something to chew up humans.
Yeah. Yeah, everything. I mean,
but instead of us rallying, whether we're black or white or old or young, for a pro-human future and our incredible destiny, we don't even know who we are, but now they've got an answer to what we're going to be. We've got to come together right now. Gerald Salenti, this is the big question. Is God real? Well, the elites, the genetic engineers, are playing God now. How do you answer this question?
It's one of our top trends of this year. You know, we said that they got it wrong in the King James Bible. It's not the meek shall inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited the earth. Is it happening already? I mean, hey, maybe, what's his name, Zuckerberg over there. I mean, you look at this cat. Is he real or is he made up? I mean, you know, no, this is really dangerous, and it's getting much, much worse. The people, you know, before I got on the air, you know, you were both talking about how people are addicted to their cell phones. I don't have one. I don't carry one. I have an old one I stick in my car, and if I remember it, I plug it in to make sure it's not dead. I've been doing work for the cellular telecommunications industry back in the early 90s when they had these big boxes in the trunks of cars with the aerials. So I've been studying it since then, and I know how dangerous these things are. People have lost their minds. They're gone already. They could care less how they're created. They've lost it. So the geeks have inherited the earth, and it's only going to get much worse.
We're talking about the industrialization of humanity, and if humanity doesn't stand up against this, then
humanity's gone. This country is a country of cowards. Look what's going on in Hong Kong. Agree or disagree with what they're doing? What? A place of what? 7 million people? Yesterday there were 1.5 million out in the street in the rain with umbrellas. You're lucky to get a million people out in this country, a 320 million plus. And when they put on a pink pussy act, it's a big deal for one day. This country is gutless. They've lost their courage. That's why you got a presidential reality show that we got going on now where there's nobody that stands out, and neither do the people.
Presidential. Yes. You know what is a presidential reality show? And you know what? We're seeing it unfold on Twitter. We're seeing it unfold on the liberal media. They're making up lies about President Trump. It's constantly happening. Now, I'm agreeing with you. It is happening right before our eyes. And I think it's all by design, because we're all being distracted to the real message or the real agenda that they're trying to put in. And you know what? They're making, I call the rhinos, Republicans, is spineless, because they don't stand up when they're attacking the president. And I'm not saying President Trump is perfect. He's a flawed man, just like the rest of us.
Let me ask.
To the extreme with it.
Let me ask something about this. What about Scaramucci? He's in the administration 13 days, 12 days. Now he's going to organize a 22nd Amendment coup against the president.
He's an arrogant. I mean, I read the whole story, you know. I read the whole thing. And he talks about how that Nikki Haley said something to him one day. He had a scar on his face or his forehead, under his eye, someplace. And so that was from a Botox injection 7 o'clock this morning. A Botox injection? Grow up. What's wrong with you? So I'm just saying.
Exactly. I love my wrinkles. He's a metrosexual punk.
You know, so what I'm saying, he's a boy. He's one of those guys. He's one of the, and he's getting his 15 minutes of fame, like that other guy. That, remember that lawyer for that woman,
Michael Armanetti?
Yeah,
God,
yeah,
he was a
joke. Same kind of. You know, he didn't say. Look, Trump is narcissistic. There's no question about it in my mind. I agree with him on some things, but it doesn't make any difference. Going on the bigger issue. The people in this country have lost it. And I don't call it a liberal media. It's a corporate media. All they are, as I say, they're prostitutes. They get paid to put out by their Washington.
Gerald, let me stop you. We're going to come back and run through calls. But I'm not just saying this. I subscribe to your magazine. I check your site all the time. I get thoughts there, perspectives that I'm not going to get on the left or the right. Spend a little time here. Because how do people get your free news alerts, and how do they subscribe to your rate magazine, which they can then read and then leave at the barber shop, the dentist office, whatever?
Just go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, History Before It Happens, the only magazine in the world. And really, now, today, it's more important than ever. We're talking about the media. All you're going to find out is their interpretation of what happened. They're not talking about what's going to happen. They don't have a clue. Look at the people. Let me look at the Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, all these guys born on third base and thought they hit a home run.
By the way, I wasn't trying to rip you off, but you've got a slogan close to mine. I say tomorrow's news today. Well, what is your slogan?
History Before It Happens.
History Before It Happens. All right, whatever we do, each caller gets at least a minute. Carlos, Dan, Ronnie, Colin, Jeff, Brian, and Michael, get ready in the next segment for the transmission. If we win, it's victory. If we lose, it's infamy. But regardless, we were in the arena. We were human, and we fought.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
He wades through the city toward the center of town. He pulls the high tension wires down. Gerald Sunday's riding the shotgun with us. We're taking phone calls right now. Don't forget, today, the War Room, hosted by Will Johnson, 3 to 6 p.m., and weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., David Knight. We don't have Google, we don't have Facebook, we don't have Twitter, but we got you. They think the human age is over. They think you won't spread the word. It's up to you. Do what you want. That's how it works. I know you're going to take action. That's why they're so scared. Let's run through calls quickly. Carlos in Canada, you've been a real trooper. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Gerald Celente and Will Johnson.
What an honor. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Just wanted to point out, Mr. Celente, that I started in 1981 following the trend that you were publishing at the time when I joined the financial community. So I'm very well aware. I'm reminded of 1987 in particular.
Which Celente predicted.
Right. I wanted to just make a point. Price controls don't make sense just on their own. But lowering taxes without price controls also doesn't make any sense. When you lower taxes, people have more money in their pocket. So with that money, companies decide, oh, well, listen, we'll just raise the prices. We'll take the money right out of their pockets and put it in ours. If you look at the GasBuddy website for the last 48 months, you will see that prices of gasoline went from $1.69, actually 59, to $2.97 in 2018 on average. And they are now in New York State about $2.78 or so. So when you look at, for instance, the government releasing funds into the public, companies then use the money that they receive also from lower taxes, but they're supposed to use that money to create jobs and to stimulate and to purchase equipment, so on.
Then they take it offshore. Executives,
yeah. Executives, however, can do something very much. I want to check Mr. Salenti on this. They can actually use the money that they get to pump and dump the stock of their own companies by buybacks, and then dumping their options that they have taken.
Carlos, I agree with you. We love you. We got to go, though. We got to get a few other calls. What is he specifically getting at, Gerald Salenti?
Well, yeah, the game is rigged to a great extent, and he's right. That's over $1 trillion worth of the Trump tax cuts in 2018 went to stock buybacks, and 82 or 86%, according to the Tax Policy Center, went to the 1%. But here's what we're saying, though, Alex. We are on the cusp of the greatest depression. History is repeating itself. Trade wars, currency wars, depression, World War II. Trade wars, currency wars, greatest depression, World War III. What's out of the news that isn't being talked about, only flashing through, is what's going on now between India and Pakistan. As you well know, and people listening to InfoWars know, last week India decided, hey, we're ripping up that 1947 agreement. We own Kashmir. And Pakistan, they've been fighting about this for decades. Over 50,000 people killed. Pakistan claims they own that part of it. When all else fails, they take you to war. There is no economy left in Pakistan. They're gone. India's economy is crashing. They lowered interest rates just last week for the fourth time in a row. All over the world, they're lowering it. They're
just so the bottom line is we're going to a major escalation. I agree with you.
A major escalation and a major economic crash. The United States is going to be the last one to go down. Again, the headlines are there. Here. Bad news for German economy, one after another.
No, I understand all that. They want us to crash first. That's not going to happen. Let's go to Michael.
It's not going to happen here because we have a stronger economy. But they're shot. They have negative interest rates. Switzerland, minus 0.75%. Negative bond yields. You never heard of this stuff in modern history.
No, I hear you. Let's jam another call. Michael in Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air with Gerald Salenti. Go ahead.
Super Blue, the best toothpaste in the world is Super Blue, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Alex, I have to thank you for helping me get rid of periodontal disease. With your products, I have cured myself of it.
All right.
Now, Mr. Salenti, you're the best. I love you. You're such a paisan. You're an amazing man. You're absolutely correct. We are right now walking into a depression. But we are in the middle of a spiritual battle, guys. You got to remember, we've got God on our side. We're spiritual beings having human experiences, not human beings having spiritual experiences.
Well
said.
You
can't walk into a room full of candles with any amount of darkness and extinguish the light. But you can walk into any room full of any amount of darkness and extinguish that light, that darkness, with one candle. We have the strength. That's why they're afraid of us. That's why they're doing what they're doing on the news. That's why the demons are out running around trying to scare everybody.
Michael, I appreciate your call. We got to move quicker. Let me ask Joe Salenti. I know you're a political atheist, but why is the left so crazed and hateful? Why do they hate America? I mean, they say...
They're cowards. You're cowards. End of story. I'm 15 minutes away from Woodstock. We're in Colonial Kingston, New York. I call them the Woodstock people with their quiche-eating grins and balsamic smiles. What makes that guy, I say to them, those two crazy kids, of course, one on antidepressants, who knows the other one's on, that blew away those people in Dayton and El Paso. You know, I don't like those people in that place. I can't stand them. I'm going to kill them. What makes them any different than Obama? I don't like that guy, Gaddafi. I want him out of there. I want him out. I don't care who you kill in the meantime. I don't like that guy, Assad. I want him out. I don't care if they kill 500,000 people and destroy the country. Hey, what's the difference? Oh, Gerald, you're comparing. No, I'm comparing murderers. They can't, they refuse to call their freaks freaks. They're cowards. They vote Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah. We came. We saw he died. Yeah, in response to Gaddafi's murder. What's wrong with them? They're cowards. End of story.
All right, Gerald. Well, thanks for co-hosting with us. We're out of time. Look forward to you hosting again next week. TrendsResearch.com. Thank you so much.
And Super Meal Vitality. Don't forget it.
It does really work. It's really strong. It's cold pressed. It does what Viagra can't do for some folks. Thank you. Will Johnson, I apologize to Dan and Ronnie and Colin and Jeff and Brian. If they call us back tomorrow, I promise if they get on the line first, tell them when you call, hey, I was on hold for an hour yesterday. Get me on first. I'll go to you. I apologize we didn't get to you. That's why I say only take 10 calls. Maybe 20 calls. Always somebody's on hold. But, Will, you say what you want about Trump and the economy. But the Democrats, they're trying to crash the economy.
Yeah, wasn't Bill Maher said that if we crash the economy, it's going to do work in their favor because then we can say all this is President Trump's fault? I mean, that's another tactic, right, to try to take out President Trump to try to make it look like he's doing a terrible
job. And
he's
operating like nobody has a memory.
Yeah, I mean, look at the jobs for black people. Look at the jobs for Hispanics. Look at the position women are working in today.
But regardless,
I mean, it's even better. I mean,
even if it was bad, let's make it worse.
Yeah, I mean, the 401k.
That's evil. That's evil.
Businesses coming back to America, hiring more people. Let's forget about all of that. We want to attack President Trump, make it look like he's doing a terrible job, even though he's not. That's the whole goal. If you cannot take out the president, make it look like it's just really bad, so we don't vote for him. He's a white supremacist, so we don't vote for him.
Let me ask that question. If they're able to plunge it, is America dumb enough to blame Trump?
They're dumb enough right now, or I'm going to say the left is dumb enough right now to believe that President Trump is the white supremacist, so yes. I've been to the White House twice. Twice. And the amazing thing about it, he didn't promote it. President Trump go, look, everyone, I have black people in the White House with me. He didn't do that. He could have, but he didn't. And the liberal media, the socialist communist media, refused to acknowledge that.
Well, did you see how Obama totally ignored the black community?
Obama wanted to destroy the black community even more than it was already. That's why President Trump, when he made the statement, what the hell do you have to lose? Nothing. You have nothing but you only gain stuff by going with President Trump. That's why the numbers for black people supporting President Trump is at an alarming rate and is terrifying the Democrats. They are absolutely terrified. Baltimore is a rat hole infested city. And black people are not.
It's well known coming siphons the money
it's
off.
Crazy. Yeah. And you know what? The Democrats get mad at President Trump because he's telling black people you don't have to live in these conditions. And then guess what? Oh, you're racist. You're racist. You can have the nerve of you to tell black people they shouldn't live like this. What's wrong with you?
He says they're rats.
Yes.
Unbelievable. You're taking over the war room at InfoWars.com/show right now. Will Johnson, folks. That's your orders from headquarters. If you choose to take the mission, spread the war room with Will Johnson right now. InfoWars.com/show. InfoWars.com/show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It
did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.